Want to know our best-kept hosting secrets?
They're all inside our STR Must-Haves Master List, our secret weapon that continues to transform ordinary host into extraordinary host.
The Must-Haves Master List is a checklist that we've been perfecting for over 12 years.
Picture this: your guest checks in to your short-term rental, and they're instantly wowed by the thoughtful touches and impeccable amenities. Why? Because you've got the TFE Must-Haves Master List by your side.
This checklist has all the insider secrets that even the best hosts didn't know they were missing.
We challenge you to take the checklist into your property today. See how many items you can mark off of this list. You didn't get them all? No worries. This is your chance to level up. So go to hostchecklist.com and grab your free copy. That's hostchecklist.com to download our coveted checklist today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting. And this is the Hosting Hotline. If you want to get your hosting questions answered here on the Hosting Hotline, go to hostinghotline.com, ask your question, and we'll answer it here on the podcast. You will help so many other hosts in the process. Today, we have a question from Melody.
My name is Melody, and I have been hosting two SDRs for about 7 years. I have one in Santan Valley, Arizona, and one in Oregon City, Oregon. I recently attended your hosting mastery workshop, and I gained a ton of knowledge. We have implemented price labs and seen an increase in bookings. We changed our arrival date to 1 day, and we have implemented a couple upsells. Thank you for all the great info. My question is, for early and late checkouts, do you request money through Airbnb or do you collect from a different source? Thank you so much for all that you do. And I'm excited to hear what you have to say. Thank you.
You're welcome, Melody. Melody was referring to a boot camp we offered in January. And at that boot camp, we talked all about pricing your property. No, we didn't. We talked about listing audits, because the next boot camp we're going to do, which is I wanted to invite you to, is happening in May. So January we did listing audits. This May we're going to do how to price your property for profit. If you want in on that boot camp, as Melody shared, we have so much value there. Head to thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp. Get on our wait list. Sign up. We'll let you know first. But let's get to Melody's question about upsells. So Annette, what is an upsell? What could it be?
An upsell is any revenue in addition to your nightly reservation. So think offering for them to check in early, to check out late, to maybe fill the fridge. Maybe you have your guest is coming for a special occasion. Maybe you would upsell decorating for them. I know there are so many hosts out there that are doing this because they are just crushing hospitality, but your guest would love to pay for that if you make them an offer of it. So there are multiple things. So anything above and beyond that nightly reservation, it could also be your pet fee, depending on how you do those. But Melody specifically is asking about her early check-in and late checkout. So let's dig in.
Yeah. So where do you request those funds? Well, Melody, it depends on how your business is set up. So you said, do you request on Airbnb or do you do something else? I would love, Melody, if you weren't only getting bookings from Airbnb, if you were diversified a bit, so you were also getting bookings from Vrbo. Obviously, the creme de la creme is direct booking. And so if you're a host out there and you're listening and you do accept reservations via Airbnb, Vrbo, other online travel agencies like maybe Booking.com, Wimstay, there's a lot out there. And of course, your direct booking, you might want to have a way to accept additional revenue via, it could be your property management software will allow you to do this. It could be via, because it's more convenient for the booker. So via the platform or how they're used to paying you for the reservation. So if they did book via Airbnb, even if you did have a PMS, you might want to ask for it via the resolution center because your guest might be familiar with how to do that.
Mm-hmm. It's an easy way for them to know this is the way the payment's already been sent through. Their payment is probably already linked to their account. You could so that's ease there.
It's nice too. Well, either no matter what's nice and what you want to think about is you want to be able to send them the request for funds.
Mm-hmm.
That's also nice and easy. And then you can keep track of it because there's something that's pending in your world.
Right.
But let's say, and here's the thing too, is as of the recording of this episode, resolution money transfers, there's no extra fee for that right now.
Exactly. Where you might be paying for processing fees if you're going elsewhere. And,
right.
And you could do things like maybe let's say they want to Venmo you or PayPal you because maybe they're surprising someone with an early check-in or late checkout or that upsell. You know, you can take that payment, whether, again, you could use Venmo, you could use PayPal. Maybe you have a payment processor. You could send them an invoice via QuickBooks, via your property management software. Even inside Stripe, you can send invoices direct.
Hosts, let's get real. Is your short-term rental truly protected? And no, we're not talking about air cover. That's not your insurance. It's Airbnb's. If you're relying on air cover or a standard homeowner's or landlord policy, you're leaving yourself exposed.
Exactly. Air cover only applies to Airbnb bookings, and you have no control over how claims are handled. You might be thinking, what about my homeowner's or landlord policy? Well, they're not designed for short-term rentals. That means guest-caused damage, lost revenue, even liability claims could come out of your pocket.
But here's the solution, Proper Insurance. They offer one complete policy built specifically for short-term rental owners. It replaces inadequate homeowners or landlord coverage and gives you protection for property, liability, and even revenue loss if your rental is out of commission.
What we love about Proper is that they cover every booking, Airbnb, Vrbo, direct bookings, and even protect you during your personal use or vacancy period. Their expertise in short-term rentals mean they understand the unique risks you face as a host.
Don't wait until something happens to realize that you're not covered. Visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to schedule your free risk assessment today.
Click the link in our show notes or visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to get started. Proper Insurance will review your current policy, point out any gaps, and help you build a plan to protect your property and income.
The biggest advice that Sarah and I have here on any of these is how are you going to keep best track of it? You and your team, okay? This gets a little trickier when you start having team members help you too, because we found there's times where the team forgets to charge for the early check-in or the pet fee or those upsells. So you want to make sure you have a checks and balances there that if you do make that upsell and you deliver to the guest, that you're making sure that you are receiving the funds for it. But there are so many ways, Melody, that you could do it. But yes, the Resolution Center is probably the easiest with Airbnb to just make that request with them. And they see it. They see it right in the portal that they're already looking for all of their instructions, everything happening there.
There are some third-party options, Melody, just to give you all the options.
Mm-hmm.
There are guidebooks out there. Like, for example, we use the Hostfleet guidebooks. And you, even if you don't use the Hostfleet property management software, you can still use their guidebooks. And you could set up upsell offers within the guidebook and set up how, you know, you can connect it to however you want to be paid. A lot of people pick Stripe because it's a nice trusted way to do business there. And that way, when you send them the guidebook link that might have all the information about their stay, You could even suggest to them through the guidebook of all the different upsells that you have to offer, like your early late checkout or the, like Annette was saying earlier, if they're coming to celebrate something special, if they want you to fill their fridge, whatever offerings you have. A lot of the guidebooks out there have an area within them that you can set up these, like, they're like, it's like shopping on an online store. It's like a product and they can click on that
shopping
button,
cart,
add it to their cart and check out real easy. And so you could end up saying, like, here's your guidebook. It's everything about your stay, how to find our place. Also, if you'd like to upgrade to an early check-in or a late checkout, if available, we have a section for that. If you want to add on, fill whatever your offers are, having a guidebook like that that offers that. This is especially nice if you're not yet using a property management software because you don't have to. But remember, there are processing fees. And then when you do get paid, whether it's via the Airbnb Resolution Center, whether it's Venmo or PayPal or a guidebook into some sort of payment processor, when it dumps into your, we'll just use QuickBooks, for example, your bookkeeping software, you want to make sure that you are also tracking that in terms of categorizing it as that upgrade so that you know, is offering early check-in, late checkout, is all this worth it? And what is it worth it when you make the offer, how many people take you up on it?
Yeah, it gets exciting. We, Melody mentioned, she, you know, in our boot camp, but we also talk about our hosting business mastery. We just had a coaching call the other day, and it is peak season for some of our hosts and spring break, you know, got a lot of spring breakers coming in. And these are people that have multiple properties, but they are making thousands of dollars extra per month on these reservations. So please don't count yourself out. People, this is an amazing, amazing offer that you are making for folks, for them to be able to start their vacation early. And so just we really advise you, let's pay attention to it, track it. It can get really exciting. We kind of had everybody in our chat, the people that are offering early check-in, late checkout or gap nights. We had the chat was going crazy with all of the extra earnings that everyone is making on those reservations where people have already chosen you, you know, that you already know they're coming. So why not upgrade their stay, make some extra revenue there? And Melody, I just want to say kudos to you for taking action on all of this stuff. You said a lot of things like going into your price labs, you're getting those extra bookings, you know, you took action and you're being rewarded for it. And so just that's excellent because you said it there. You've been hosting for 7 years and we meet so many hosts that are kind of just like they're just going through the motions. They feel like they've been doing it a long time. And you, wow, I'm impressed with you taking all that action. You're reaping the rewards. We cannot wait not only for Melody to join us, but all of you, our next boot camp, Price Right and Profitable, please. This is a must attend boot camp. You are going to learn so much about pricing your property, making sure that it's priced right and profitable, especially in your market. You're going to leave knowing where you are in your market. So this is something that's ever changing, always new things to learn, and we can't wait to see all of you there.
With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of Thanks for Visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today.